我们翻开撒母耳记上第二十五章。
Let's open to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
二十五章到三十一章是大卫颠沛流离一直到当王。
So from chapter 25 to 31 is when David was wandering before he became the king.
当然也是讲到扫罗的最后的终结。
But also talk about the ends of Saul.
我们看为什么大卫一直颠沛流离。
So he's trying to find out why David was going from place to place.
因为他一直在躲避沙漠这个扫罗的追杀。
Because he was trying to escape from Saul's pursuit.
那么扫罗曾经的十次的追杀。
Saul has pursued him 10 times.
这个是算得出来的。
This is something you can count.
派人去暗暗的不是不知道了。
But then the one that he did in the darkness.
我们看到扫罗已经到了一种程度。
That we know that Saul has reached a certain level.
他知道这是耶和华的祭司，他都敢杀。
Even the anointing priests of the Lord, he dared to kill.
只要违背了他的人权。
As long as it went against his authority.
你就可以看到说，耶和华的祭司也是耶和华的恩膏者。
So you know that the priest of the Lord is also his anointed.
一个尊重耶和华的受膏者，跟不尊重耶和华的受膏者，他的下场是不一样。
Someone who honors the anointed ones versus does not honor the anointed one, their ends are different.
总然我们看到大卫他现在的一个环境好像因为尊敬受膏者并没有太大的改变。
So we see in David that even though he honors the anointed one, it didn't seem like his environment didn't change very much.
但他相信神的手，所以他一直在很多的工作里面都还是很顺利。
So because he believed in the Lord, so everything he did, he was successful.
我们看到二十五章里面是他在这一个旷野的当中。
We see in chapter 25 when he was in the desert.
跟着他的六百个骑士。
And with his 600 men.
他在那个地方经常也保护了一些的这一个村庄里面的羊群。
So he protected the sheep of this village.
因为有大卫他们在那个地方奔跑的时候。
Because David and his men were there.
就好像警察经常在做巡逻。
It's almost like police constantly patrolling.
盗匪就不敢在那个地方出没。
And the wicked men did not dare to come, or the robbers did not come.
那么保证了当地很多村庄的安全。
Gave protection and safety to the villages nearby.
那么虽然是这样子。
Even though it was this way.
大卫呢还是很客气的要求他们，是不是可能给一点食物。
So David politely asked for food.
可能他们的食物已经用光了。
Probably they used up all their foods.
或是在这一个这一个跟一些敌人打仗的时候抢夺来的食物一些工作已经用光了。
Maybe the plunder they received from winning are gone.
他就找一个大富户叫拿巴。
So he went to a very wealthy man named Nabal.
拿巴这个名字是愚妄的人。
Nabal means fool.
他真的就是一个愚妄的人。
He really was a fool.
他没有得到这个相对的利害关系。
He did not understand the benefits.
他的仆人也跟他告诉他这样的一个情况。
Even his servants told him.
那么久了当中，他当然也知道。
So after a while, he realized it too.
只是他的心中在谋算什么。
But what was his heart calculating?
他想说大卫是一个流亡的人。
He thought that David was someone who was a roamer.
是不是怕得罪扫罗呢？
Or someone who has sinned against Saul?
还是他原本就很吝啬呢？
Or maybe he was just a very opposite of generous.
他是一个非常的这一个不愿意付出的人。
Maybe someone who is not willing to give up or sacrifice rather.
那最起码也这个，如果是一个很不愿意付出的人。
Yeah, someone who is not willing to sacrifice.
他也可以用委婉的方法拒绝啊。
He could at least politely refuse him.
或是不要给那么多啊。
Or maybe not give that much.
哎呀，真像铁公鸡啊，一毛不拔。
But this Nabal is really very stingy.
而且还讲了很不客气的话语。
Not only that, he was very unpolite.
引起了这个大卫的愤怒。
And also therefore incurred the wrath of David.
那么呢，他就怎么样率领的部队呢，要去攻打这个城镇。
So David led his men to fight this city.
不给我粮食也就算了，还用这样的言辞的激动。
It's okay if you refuse, but then you have to use these words to stir us up.
我们就看到拿巴的妻子呢。
We saw that Nabal's wife.
这个在那个地方呢，我们就看到她很 大的一个智慧。
That saw she had great wisdom.
做一个很这一个驮了很多的饼跟这一个粮食。
So she brought a lot of cakes and foods.
这个亚比该呢，在那一个地方呢，就做了一个很美好的调停者。
So Abigail was a great mediator at this place.
那么这一个愤怒的人，如果中间有一个美丽的调停。
So among the people who are angered, there's a mediator.
这一个是非常重要的。
This is very important.
我们看到大卫没有流这一个人的血。
We saw that David did not shed any blood of man.
我们看到神自己兴起他的手，将拿巴给吓死了。
But we saw that God raised his hand and scared Nabal to death.
我们看到很特别啊，一个那么样子的害怕的人。
We saw it's very interesting that a man who's so fearful.
他怎么敢去激怒人呢？
How he dared to anger other people.
我们有时候想起来真的是不太合理。
Sometimes we think it's really unreasonable.
他之后那么害怕。
So afterward he was so afraid.
之前怎么那么勇敢？
How come before he was so strong?
我们想不清楚。
We cannot understand this.
但是这个就是圣经里面讲的一句话。
This is what the Bible says.
什么叫做愚拙人？
What is a fool?
啊，原来愚拙人的那行为，我们真的是想不清楚。
The ways of the fool, we really don't understand.
以至于当我们在用分析的时候，为什么分析不出来
？So when we try to analyze, we cannot understand it.
当你分析不出来的时候，那是正确的。
When you cannot understand it, that's true.
愚拙人的行事啊，你根本捉摸不定。
But the ways of the fool, you cannot understand.
愚拙人就是比较不正常的。
The fools are not.
他可能在某一些方面里面，他想抓住某一些特点。
So in certain things they want to grab onto.
所以眼睛在某一些方面就瞎了。
So their eyes are blind in certain aspects.
所以他处理事情的时候，在某些方面是很勇敢。
So when they are doing things, certain things are they very strong at.
但某些方面的时候呢，他就很惧怕。
But some other aspects they are very afraid.
哎，这一个呢，愚昧的人呢，这一个让我们看到愚昧人的思想。
So we can see the thinking of the fool.
在做某一些事情的时候呢，是非常的勇敢。
So when they're doing certain things, they're very courageous.
但做某一些事情的时候呢，是怎么样？非常的惧怕。
And certain things are very timid, very fearful.
我们就讲一个自杀的人。
Let's talk about someone who commits suicide.
那自杀的人是相当勇敢的。
They are actually very courageous.
是不是？要把自己给结束掉，这是相当勇敢的。
To be able to finish their own life is very strong.
但是也是怎么样，他没有这一个用这样子勇敢的心去面对他想要面对的环境。
Unfortunately, they did not use this heart of strength to face the
environment. 又是一个非常惧怕的。
And also they are very fearful.
惧怕以后的环境。
The environment that they fear.
所以这个呢，就叫做愚妄人的一种现状。
So this is what a fool does.
那我们就看到拿巴呢，最后自己给自己吓死了。
So we saw that Nabal died because of fear.
26章里面我们就看到大卫对亚比该说不可啊，对这个啊第九节不可以这个杀害耶和华的受膏者。
So in chapter 26, he said, "Do not hurt lay your hands on the God Lord's anointed."
26章我们就看到呢，扫罗再一次的集结了兵要来攻打大卫。
In chapter 26, we saw that Saul again.
那么大卫知道了以后呢，就去他的帐幕里面去偷他的水跟他的这一个枪。
Brought his army to attack David, and so David went to his camp to steal his spear and his water jug.
那么拿这个的意思就是说，我是有机会杀掉你。
Taking these signified that he had the opportunity to kill him.
这一次呢，我们看到也是一样，在讲到说，这个是耶和华把这个机会给我们。
So here talk again about the chance that God gave him.
我们看到大卫第二次的再一次的讲到他是耶和华的受膏者。
So this is the second time we see that David says that he is anointed of the Lord.
那么看到说如果他是用耶和华被击打的使其到了这个阵亡了，这个就与我们没有关系。
So if he dies, then it's in his own head.
我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害耶和华的受膏者。
I would not dare to lay a hand against the anointed of the Lord.
现在你可以将他头旁边的枪和水瓶拿走，拿来我们就走。
Now let's get the spear and water jug that near his head. Let's go.
我们刚才提到 扫罗呢，因为这一个啊，这一个祭司呢啊，把饼给他。
We talk about previously how Saul,
我们看这个祭司也很无辜。
This a priest gave bread to David.
大卫是王的女婿嘛。
Because David was a king's son-in-law.
他也说谎，然后王叫我来的啊。
And he also told him that he also lied to him that the king sent him.
或许祭司知道吧。
Maybe the priest knew.
那么他也不敢揭穿。
And the priest did not want to divulge.
或是那时候的这个消息不是那么灵通。
Maybe the message wasn't clear or sent.
祭司还不知道这一层面的事情。
Priest didn't know anything about it.
那么我们就看到呢，他把饼给他吃。
So the priest gave the bread to David.
他把从哥利亚那一边放在那一个地方的刀也交给了大卫。
And the sword of Goliath was given to David also.
我们知道当时这个兵器不多哈。
We knew that at that time there were not many weapons.
大卫出来的时候，手上连一个称职的兵器都没有。
So when David came out, he did not even have weapon on his hands.
以至于呢，他就在整个的一个征战的过程当中呢，慢慢的他开始有一些兵器。
So through the wars that he went through, that he had weapons.
定是要得胜战胜啊，拿人的兵器。
Not only that, he had to be victorious in order to capture the weapons.
之后他慢慢有了能力，才能够打造兵器。
Afterwards, when he had the ability to make weapons,
因为当时打造兵器呢，都被控管在一些非利士人身上。
Because at that time, the places that controlled the weaponry were in hands of Philistines.
我们知道，当这一个扫罗当王的时候，也是一样是没有兵器。
We knew that when Saul became the king, there were not many weapons.
因此呢，大卫在整个逃亡的过程当中，真的是很辛苦。
So when David was fleeing all this time, it was really hard for him.
有扫罗的追杀。
He had the pursuit of Saul.
还有面对他过去这一些啊，去征战的时候有一些敌人。
So also he had to face the enemies that when he was in the wars.
如果他手中没有一些兵器的时候
，If he did not have any weapon in his hands,
是很难得胜的。
It's very hard to be victorious.
特别是他们只有600个人在那个地方。
Especially when there were 600 of them only.
如果600人威胁一个山寨。
So if they go to a fortress, a fortified city,
一些家眷的时候
，So if they have family with them,
你就知道那一个速度是缓慢的。
You know that the speed of travel is pretty slow.
躲避敌人的攻击是很难的。
So it's very hard to evade the attacks of the enemies.
600不多。
600 is a small number.
因为随便一个族兴起来就是几万人。
So when a tribe is raised up, it's at least tens of thousands.
所以当时他来讲顶多是一个像这一个打这个野战的这一些山寨王。
So they were more like guerrillas, warriors.
那么虽然很勇猛。
Even though they were very strong.
但是呢其实一下子就可能被人家吞没了。
And they could have been completely destroyed.
我们从这地方看，若不是神的保守跟怜悯。
So if it wasn't for God's protection and his mercy.
在那一些地区里面有好多的族类的，怎么容得下大卫呢
？How can all these different tribes accept David？
很快的就把他给吞没了。
They would have destroyed him。
当我们看见大卫对神的相信
，So when we see David trust in the Lord，
因为他不伸手杀害这一个啊耶和华的受膏者
，Because he would not lay hands against the Lord's anointed。
那么我们看到呢，这一个扫罗在那个地方呢，你知道了这一个自己呢可以怎么样被交在。大卫的手里
，When Saul realized he could have been in the hands of David，
心中又开始再次的悔改
，Then his heart again repented。
应该不是悔改，是悔恨。
He should more like his return his hatred，
因为他的生命里面一直没有转换过来
，Because his life never turned around，
只知道最后去交鬼。
At the end, he was in fellowship with evil spirits.
当然，在27章里面，我们也看到大卫在很多的这一个颠沛流离的时候。
We see that in chapter 27, when David was fleeing from place to place.
他的一生当中也会有软弱。
He has times of his own weakness.
就因为他27章第一节里面讲到大卫心里说。
Because it's in chapter 27, verse 1, David said to himself.
表示呢他没有讲出来。
Meaning he didn't say it out loud.
他没有告诉他的600个跟随者。
He did not tell those 600 people that were with him.
心里说。
And he thought to himself.
有这样子的一个盘算。
This is something that he thought in his heart.
必有一日我死在扫罗的手里。
One of these days I'll be destroyed by the hand of Saul.
不如逃奔非利士地区。
The best thing I can do is to escape to the land of.
扫罗见我不在以色列境内，就必绝望。
Then Saul will give up searching for me anywhere in Israel.
不再寻索我。
Now slip out if he can.
这样我可以脱离他的手。
So this way I'll slip out of his hand.
在人极度的这一个奔跑的时候。
When people have to flee in extreme conditions.
就是像我们基督徒每一个人在努力的寻求神的过程当中。
So for every Christian whose heart's seeking God,
没有一个人永远是站在属灵的高峰。
No one ever stand at the pinnacle of spirituality.
因为世界上充满了很多的这一个试探攻击。
Because there are many temptations and attacks in this world.
我们经常会在这一个攻击的当中，我们会被失败，会被攻击。
So in these attacks, we will.
那么一直攻击，一直攻击的时候，我们没有办法属于到永远刚强的一个境界。
So as the attacks continue, we may not be able to stand at the top.
所以他已经开始想到如何到这个非利士地里面去躲避灾难。
So David thought about how to flee to the land of the Philistines.
那我们看到到非利士地的 地方的去的时候，是要听人家的命令。
So we saw that when he had to flee to the land of Philistines, he had to listen to other people's commands.
还要有一种被歧视的眼光。
Also had to be despised.
非我族类。
Unless it's his own tribe.
其心必异。
So their heart cannot be the same.
所有的首领聚集过来的时候，就开对这个王对大卫可能很信任。
So this king may have trusted in David.
其他的首领就不一定了。
But then the other leaders may not have such a trust in him.
整个的非利士地有五个大首领。
Because in the land of Philistine there were five rulers.
大卫投奔的只不过是一个。
So David only went to one.
因为他也帮他做了很多的事情。
Because he did a lot of things for him.
所以你可以看到说必须要怎么样，必须要去替别人完成一些命令。
So you see that he had to complete the commands of other people.
而且并不是那么简单。
And what David had to do wasn't so easy.
也是用生命去打拼出来的。
Also had to use life in exchange for it.
那么如果花这么多的心思，
if he had to use so much effort,
为什么不为自己的生命去好好的努力呢？
Why don't you work hard for your own life?
当人软弱的时候，
When men are weak,
还是没有办法想到这一层面。
They cannot see this.
他想暂时安息吧。
They just want to have a temporary rest.
我这样不用在睡觉的当中被叫醒起来，我们就赶快要跑了。
So I can be waking up from my sleep and have to flee again.
的确，那个颠沛流离的日子里头。
So in those days of fleeing.
哎呀，什么时候这个？一喊的时候就表示怎么样，又来攻击了。
So when there's a sound, it means that they have to run away from attack again.
每一次睡觉都不得安稳。
So there's no restful sleep for him.
反倒是扫罗跑，这个将近被杀两次呢，他还是睡得很安稳。
On the other hand, Saul, who almost killed twice, slept very well.
那么大卫在这种颠沛流离的当中呢，他可能要，明天是不是这一个头还在我身上，不知道了。
So in these conditions, David was thinking to himself, if my head still be on my head, on my body
tomorrow. 太多次的攻击的过程当中，人的确是会有软弱。
So through many attacks, men will be weakened.
必有一日我死在扫罗的手里。
One day I would die in the hands of Saul.
以至于呢，他怎么样？他虽然没有被赶来赶去的，但是呢，他受于这一个非利士人亚吉王的命令。
Even though when he went to the land of Philistine, he was not fleeing, but he had to listen to the commands of the king.
有时候得要去攻击自己的百姓。
Then he had to also attack his own people.
所以在这里都带来很大的一个冲突。
So there's a great conflict in him.
因为这一点。
Because of this.
延迟了整个以色列国的统一。
It delayed the unification of Israel.
所以当犹大国成立的时候。
So when the nation Judah,
这一个扫罗的那个支派到这一个扫罗死了，不是马上就归顺过来。
So after Saul died, it did not become unified right away.
直到耶路撒冷拿下来。
Until Jerusalem was taken.
大卫的王国慢慢成立起来。
And the kingdom of David was built up.
以色列人才慢慢的归顺，那时候全国才开始正确的统一。
Israelites returned, and then that's when the country was unified.
大卫曾你曾经帮助过非利士人打我们。
So David has helped the Philistines to attack them.
所以其他的支派也在观望。
So all the other tribes were looking.
因为心里软弱说。
Because in their heart they were weak.
必有一日我死在扫罗的手里。
One of these days I'll be destroyed by the hand of Saul.
我们从历史的 拉长的距离把它缩短来看的时候。
So when you contracted all these historical events,
就因为这样的一个情况，延迟掉整个统一。
But because of this, it delayed the unification of the country.
那么不要讲到我的问题，讲到大卫的问题。
So let's not even talk about nation, talk about David himself.
对，因为这样的缘故，使他能要这个拉长了他整个应该要走的路。
So because of this, it actually extended time.That the path that he's taking,
以为是可以安稳的缩短的路。
He thought he can receive rest and shorten the time.
苦难再次的拉长。
But then he actually extended his suffering.
这个给我们学到一个教训。
This teaches a lesson.
如果我们在软弱的当中
，if in our weakness,
没有很快的归到神的面前
，if we not quickly turn back to the Lord,
我们看到大卫要做一些事情攻打敌人的时候，他会问神。
We saw that when David had to attack the enemy, he would inquire the Lord.
看到这件事情，他就没有问。
But in this one, he didn't ask the Lord.
他就心里打定主意。
So he decided in his own heart.
是不是他明白神向神祷告的时候，神告诉他不要去
？So did he pray and God told him not to go?
我会保守你。
That I will keep you.
但是这个信心是稳定的，没有错。
So this trust is firm.
但是每一天过的生活还是这样啊。
But in his daily life, it seems like he's fleeing all the time.
所以那个所谓的坚定的信心
，so the firming of his faith
是很难让我们现在没有碰到恶劣环境的人能够来明白。
For those of us who have never encountered such an adverse condition, it's hard to understand.
当我们没有恶劣环境的时候，我们也许我们认为我们的信心都是很稳固的。
So when we have not encountered adverse events, we feel like our faith is strong.
也许恶劣环境来很快过去，我们的信心还是很稳固的。
Maybe the adverse events come and go quickly. Our faith is still strong.
我们看，如果龙卷风扫过去
，If we see the tornadoes go by,
那一个树扎得很好的，哎，没事。
The trees that are firmly rooted would have no problem.
我相信龙卷风说来来去去，在那个地方扫来扫去，我看那个树还在不在。
So even though the tornado came and went, the trees are still there.
再扎再根再深的。
The trees that have very deeply rooted.
扫来扫去的已经变得摇晃了。
But those who nearby are already shaken.
我们看到大卫在这七年的逃难的当中。
We see that in the 7 years that David fled.
七年不算是一个短的日子。
7 years is not a short period of time.
在那个地方经常是被吓醒的过程。
So he always being pursued.
面对的是扫罗，面对的是旷野的危险。
He had to face Saul and he had to face the desert, danger of the desert.
他在那个地方一下子马上可以被吞噬掉。
He could have been devoured or destroyed.
像现在的以色列一样。
Just like Israel today.
周围都是回教的国家。
Surrounded by the Muslims.
一下子都可能把他们吞噬掉。
And they could be destroyed in one moment.
所以他必须长得跟刺猬一样。
So he have to have ways.
再远这个。很远的伊朗，你敢怎么样？我要打，我就是要打。
So no matter how far, even Iran, he will attack.
让旁边的人，哎呦，最好少惹他。
So the people around him would not,
因为
attack him.
没有战打输，我也要怎么样？整个国家会可能去一半。
So even if they do not completely win, the other country will be destroyed.
那如果我国家去掉一半以后，其他的邻国会不会顺便把我吞吃掉呢？
So it might have destroyed with the other countries destroy our country.
回教的国家其实很多的国家是各怀鬼胎。
Truly, these countries of Muslims, they actually are up to their own benefits.
以至于呢，才能够保持着这一个以色列的这个没有被吞噬灭亡。
Because of their selfishness, that's why Israel is not destroyed yet.
最重要当然是神的手在那个地方做一个很好的保护。
Most important, actually, is God's hand there protecting Israel.
就如大卫那个时候一样。
Just like David at that time.
因为大卫还不是到一个大的气候。
David did not know there was a great weather.
这个非利士人不需要急于的把他灭掉。
So that the Philistines did not have to destroy him.
那么我们看到呢，扫罗呢很怕他的王位被他所抢。
But we saw that Saul was afraid of his throne being taken away.
他没有想到后面有一个神已经要让他当王了。
He did not remember that there's a God behind him that will make David king.
他怎么可能改变神的旨意？
How could he change God's will?
他怎么能够去扭转神的手？
How could he change God's hands?
他的愚昧已经蒙蔽了他所有的眼睛。
That his foolishness already blinded him.
因此呢，他要去杀大卫。
So he was going to destroy David.
我们看到这个整个的这个 大卫进入那一个地方的时候，神并没有说什么话。
So when David entered that land, God didn't say anything.
那么大卫整个在逃亡这一个非利士的时候
，So when David was fleeing from the Philistines,
我们过在这个当中发生了一个很重要的事情。
Something very important happened.
就是非利士人联合起来要跟扫罗来征战。
That the Philistines gathered forces to fight against.
要跟以色列来征战的时候，这时候这个扫罗心中非常的害怕。
So when the Philistines gathered their forces to fight against Israel,
神的灵已经离开他了嘛。
Saul had great fear in his heart because the Spirit of the Lord left him.
他以前的那种勇敢的已经不见了。
That his courage like he had before is gone.
他刚强壮胆的那个心已经不见了。
His strong strength and courage are gone.
我们看到拿巴。
We see Nabal.
我们也看到扫罗。
And we also see Saul.
一个愚妄人的时候。
Someone who's foolish.
他有勇气去杀这一个勇士大卫。
He has the strength to kill the David and the warrior, and
他却没有心思放在真正的敌人非利士人身上。
Yet he did not put his heart upon the Philistines.
以至于他的惧怕的过程当中
，So in his fear,
他就怎么样？他开始要找怎么样？找一个依靠。
So he's trying to find a trust or someone to depend on.
堕落到一种最后的一种程度，竟然去交鬼。
So to the end that he will consult a medium.
这个扫罗他的愚妄的行为。
So this is a foolish act of Saul.
当我们看到，当他在这一个去交鬼的过程的当中
，We saw that when he went to consult a spirit.
我们看到他要召撒母耳起来问话。
He tried to call Samuel to ask him.
因为他还是希望这一个撒母耳能够来帮助他。
He was still hoping that Samuel would come to help him.
他竟然想到交鬼。
So he thought about consulting a medium.
但这个起来的到底是不是撒母耳呢？
But the person who was called up was Samuel.
当然，很多的解经家有他们的意见。
Of course, there are different opinions.
但是我更肯定的想。
But I thought more.
这一个是完全不可能的事情。
But this is not Samuel.
为什么
？Why?
你从现在的宗教立场里面来看。
From the standpoint of religion today.
在很多的宗教里面有叫观落阴。
There is.
就是找阴间里面的死人。
So there was.Seek the dead for the living.
啊，起来问话都很真实。
And when they ask them, the words seem to be true.
但你要听的跟这个撒母耳讲的完全是一模一样的话。
This is very similar to the Samuel that was called up.
都是讲过去的事情。
They all talk about past.
为什么讲过去的事情
？Why do we talk about past?
过去的事情，这一个女巫也听过。
Because this witch has already heard about the two.
过去的事情已经发生了，有那一个有迹象可循。
So there's way to find out things of the past.
纵然这一个撒旦呢用的方法也知道曾经过去所发生的事情。
Satan also used the way of things that happened in the past.
可以用装神弄鬼的方式来让人信服。
They can use this sort of evil spirit way to let people believe.
讲的话语虽然是耶和华曾经透过撒母耳所讲的
，You use a word that Samuel has said before。
那不代表就是神的话。
But it doesn't mean that it's the word of God。
因为呢，那一个不是出自于耶和华的手。
Because that did not come from the hand of the Lord。
那么我们看到这一些事情里面呢，我们看到这样子的一个情况就很多人信以为真。
But because of this, a lot of people believe in。
那么扫罗当然他知道他自己在这一方面愚拙到一种程度了。
So Saul already realized he had been foolish to this point.
他也能够去相信这样的话。
He even would believe the words from the medium.
那我们看到大卫写的公歌里头。
So we see that the lament of David.
一个大英雄何竟被杀。
The glory of Israel has fallen, is slain.
我们看到除了这个肉体上的被杀。
We see that in flesh it was slain.
那属灵的生命被杀。
And the spiritual life was slain.
一个曾经是一个以色列的拯救。
One was the savior of Israel.
一个是一个大能的勇士。
One was a mighty warrior.
今天怎么灵魂底丧失到如此般的程度呢
？So how come their spirit, soul, and body fall into this?
扫罗曾经在国中剪除交鬼的和行邪巫术。
And Saul has driven out all the medium and spiritists.
在利未记里面告诉我们，不可偏向那些交鬼和行巫术的，不可求问他们。
So, Book of Leviticus tells us we do not consult the mediums, or the diviners,
以致被他们玷污了。
So that you be made unclean.
神的利未记记写的神都是这样，怎么可能神容许沙漠被倒上去呢？
So if the book of Leviticus tells us so, how would God allow Samuel to be called up like this?
那么到底沙漠在听神的话呢，还是听鬼的话？
So was Samuel listening to the word of God or listening to the evil spirit?
就有两派的神学家，那个神学家里面有一派是怎么样，很愚拙的。
So there are two divisions within the theologians.
告诉人说现在的地狱是撒旦在管。
Tell people that the hell today is controlled by Satan.
现在的地狱是归撒旦管。
So currently the hell is controlled by Satan.
我说现在的地狱归神管。
I said the hell is controlled by the Lord.
以后的地狱归神管。
In the future, the Lord will also control the hell.
没有一个地狱是归撒旦管。
There is no hell that's controlled by Satan.
啊，那么什么叫做地狱？
Then what is hell?
地狱就是神最后的审判。
Hell is the last judgment of God.
那么至于人死了以后，还没有经过最后的审判，都下到阴间。
So before the last judgment, everyone goes to the death.
你是基督徒，也是下到阴间。
So as a Christian, you go to the depth.
阴间是什么意思呢？
What is Sheol?
阴间是死人要去的地方。
That's where all the dead will remain first.
只不过信主的人，神在阴间里面死人去的地方留下一个特殊的，叫做乐园。
So except for what for those who believe God, give them the paradise.
经常把阴间想做什么？想做地狱。
So we always think about Sheol as hell.
地狱已经有了，但是没有人在那个地方。
Hell is present, but no one is there.
那一个是最后的审判以后所要发生的事情。
That will be the last judgment that's going to come.
现在人死了以后，几千年前都下到阴间。
So for all the people died thousands of years ago, they go to Sheol.
我们看到旧约里面很多的这一个啊，这一个啊，包括这个雅各呢，你要让我悲悲惨惨的下阴间。
Even Jacob said, "Do you want let me to go into the depth?"
为什么他会说他要悲悲惨惨的下阴间
？So why?He would say, woefully go into the depth of the pit.
不明白的时候不知道，以为阴间是怎么样，是一个地狱的地方。
So if we don't understand that, start thinking that Sheol is the hell.
阴间是死人死了以后要去的地方，叫阴间。
It's a place where the dead will remain first.
但神为我们在阴间里面留下一个啊，这一个得胜者的在那一个地方呢，叫做乐园。
But for those victorious.The overcomers, God give them a place called paradise.
乐园在哪里呢？乐园在阴间里。
So paradise is actually in the show.
乐园在人死去的地方。
That's where people died.
那么没有被拣选的人，就是在怎么样，在阴间里面。
And those that are chosen will be in the show.
被神所拣选的人就在乐园里面。
And those who are chosen will be in paradise.
所以没有人能够把那一个地方的灵魂造出来。
So no one can bring out the soul from there.
神在生命记里面告诉我们不可交鬼。
So the Lord tells us in Book of Leviticus we are not to consult the medium of the diviners.
那很多的神学家提到啊，你看看摩西跟这一个以利亚呢，跟耶稣在这一个山上见面。
So some of the theologians will challenge that Jesus and Moses and Elijah.
所以表示人死掉的灵魂里面可以达到世界上来。
So they're showing that the spirit can come to the world.
所以他们用这一个方式里面来讲到这样的一个问题。
They use that to talk about this.
那这只不过是在整个圣经里面的一处。
There's only one place in the Bible.
他没有从圣经的总原则里面来想到这一点到底是什么。
So they never think about from the general principle of the Bible what this is about.
因此就会有这种错谬的想法。
So that's why their thinking is erroneous.
神是忌邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
神怎么会违背他自己呢？
Why would he be unfaithful to himself?
因此呢，这些交鬼这一些呢是怎么样？这个女巫呢是自己怎么样的？自己在骗自己。
So those who consult the mediums or the spiritists, they are actually deceiving themselves.
也用这种方式来解决他自己呢可能会被扫罗杀掉的这个命运。
They try to solve the problems where their life may be destroyed by Saul.
啊，真正的就是欺骗一个老人。
They're truly deceiving an old man.
欺骗这一个啊，扫罗。
Yes, deceiving Saul.
29章
Chapter 29.
我们就看到整个最后，等我们看到大卫。
In the end, we see David.
在那一个啊，整个在被这一个啊亚吉这个啊这个啊 叫他回去腓力士地。
So Achish sent David back to the land of Philistines.
结果他回到那个地方的时候呢，亚玛利人已经把他的这个住的地方里面呢，整个都人都这个财物都带夺走了。
And when he returned, he found that the Amorites already taken all his wives.
大卫再次的
possessions away.
面临了一个很大的危机。
So David faced again a great danger here.
如果他没有跑到投奔腓力士人，这个事情不会发生。
So if he had not gone to the Philistines, this would not have happened.
但是他仍然询问神，可不可以追。
But he still inquired the Lord, could he pursue him?
因为他要这个时候他要知道神给他的答案。
Because he wanted to know the answer from the Lord.
我们看到神就可以去追。
And the Lord said, yes.
当他追的过程当中，他没有停下来。
But during his pursuit, he did not stop.
有些的人600多人，有些人400多人已经疲惫了。
So out of 400 was retired.
追到最后只剩下200人。
So the left was 200 people.
要去攻打那一些这个亚玛利人。
To attack the Amorites.
又很疲倦。
And they were tired.
还能够怎么打胜仗呢？
How could they win?
我们看到神给他有一个美好的带领。
We saw that God gave him a beautiful battle.
不但打胜仗，把所有这一个的财物都拿回来。
So not only that he recaptured all his possessions.
那么这个财物拿回来的时候，多了不止单供他军队的这个费用。
Not only for himself, but also enough for his armies.
也能够补足他过去不够的地方。
And also to make up for what he lost in the past.
这一战使他开始怎么样成立一个国。
So from this, he built a nation.
当然，那是因为扫罗也死了。
And that's because Saul also takes his own life.
对，三十一章里面我们看到呢，整个这个扫罗就死了。
So in chapter 31, we see that Saul died.
扫罗的死亡呢很特别。
But his death was very different.
在31章里面13节里面。
Chapter 31, verse 13.
将他们的骸骨葬在雅比的垂丝柳树下。
Then they took their bones and buried them under a tamarisk tree at Yabesh.
这个垂丝柳树哈。
This tamarisk tree.
如果我们去看沙漠记上22章就知道。
If you look at First Samuel chapter 22,
扫罗就在这种树底下里面召集军队。
This is where how he called the army from the tree of tamarisk.
也死在这树下。
He also died under the tamarisk tree.
我们看到这一个他当时招揽的时候呢。
So when he was calling,
他不是一个王宫。
He did not have a temple.
他没有一个城堡。
That he did not have a fortified city.
神是这样子呼召他。
But God called him.
但是他却没有看到神的恩典。
But he did not see the grace of God.
最后呢，他回到原点。
At the end, he returned to the beginning point.
这个呢，我们也可以从到这一个以色列人从这一个从加勒底的乌尔被呼召出来。
We can see how the Israelites were called from the Gadesh.
最后，南国的灭亡也被加勒底的乌尔的人给灭亡。巴比伦。
So at the end, they were also destroyed at Kadesh by the Chaldeans.
这都告诉我们原则性的一个原则。
This is telling us that the principle among the.
如果我们不按照神的方式而行的时候
，If we do not walk according to the way of the Lord,
神容许过去的一些事情再一次的临到我们。
God will allow things that happened in the past to come upon us,
使我们真正的明白到神的救赎计划。
That we can truly understand His redemptive plan.
我们还可以真正的进入到神的恩典当中。
That we can enter His true grace.
我们求神帮助我们从这个沙漠记上这一段的扫罗的过程以及大卫的兴起。
So may the Lord help us through this book of Samuel that it's David and Saul's.
从这个礼拜的沙漠记下一些开始的时候，就看到大卫种种的问题。
From this week, we see the problems that David faced.
大卫严格讲起来，他并没有像扫罗那么好。
So strictly speaking, David was not as good as Saul.
他犯的错误也没有像扫罗这样子的这一个少，而是更多。
He actually made more mistakes than Saul.
在细部里面，我们来看到最后他为什么成为合神心意的人。
But from the detail, we will understand why he was the man after God's heart.
一个真实认真的悔改。
Someone who truly try hard to repent and change.
跟一个假意的回转，就是这样。
Versus someone who only change in their appearance.
我们持续来看这个沙漠记下。
And we'll continue on 2 Samuel.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们从撒母耳记下。
From the 2 Samuel.
开始能够明白神你的作为。
Now we can understand your word.
你的怜悯。
And your mercy.
你的慈爱。
And your love.
让我们归回到你的面前。
Now we can turn back to you.
让我们真实的回转。
Now we can truly turn back.
求你圣灵再次的感动我们。
So may the Holy Spirit touch you again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.